This is 99.7 FM Barreville, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump said to be wanting nearly $250 million from his own Justice Department. Here's ABC's Rachel Scott.
Sources tell ABC News that President Trump is pushing for a personal $230 million payout from the Justice Department as compensation for the federal investigations he's faced.
Well, I guess they probably owe me a lot of money for that. Yeah, that's true.
That money would ultimately come from American taxpayers. The president now in charge of the department that investigated him for allegations of Russian meddling in the 2016 election and mishandling of classified documents in 2022.
The president's pick to head up the Office of Special Counsel Paul Ingrassia has withdrawn his name after many of his text messages were found to be offensive. Long lines outside the Louvre this morning as the famous museum opened its doors to the public for the first time since the robbery of many of France's crown jewels. The wing they were housed in does remain closed. This is ABC News.
This is Dave Grant from the Max FM News Center. An off-duty officer with the Barreville Police Department was contacted by a citizen who provided credible information that a homicide suspect was believed to be traveling to the city of Barreville to seek medical services. Acting promptly, Barreville officers worked in close coordination with Milwaukee Police Department to verify that the individual, Walter Lorenzo James, was wanted in connection with a homicide investigation in the city of Milwaukee. Once confirmation was received, the Barreville Police Department partnered with the Sauk County Sheriff's Department emergency response team to develop a tactical plan to safely apprehend the suspect. Through the combined efforts with all involved agencies, Walter was taken into custody without incident. Online court records show Jones is charged with first-degree reckless homicide and being a felon in possession of a firearm in connection to an incident on June 29th. A warrant was issued for his arrest on October 2nd. Chief Justin Carlone expressed his appreciation for the professionalism and the teamwork demonstrated by all departments involved. We are planning to have a live interview with Chief Carlone about 7:30 a.m. this morning. This is Dave Grant from the Max FM News Center.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Just an isolated light shower possible today. Otherwise, cloudy, breezy, and chilly with high temperatures right around 50. For tonight, a fairly cold night for this time of year. Gradually decreasing clouds, low temperatures in the mid-30s. The bathroom you always wanted, interest and payment free for 18 months. Call Bath Planet at 800-329-4115. Current temperature is 43.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Emily Killian and Dave. It is 7:04. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC, makers of Happy Home with Handy Harry. Here are the Bugles on Max FM.
I heard you on the wireless back in 52, lying awake intently tuning in on you. If I was young, it didn't stop you coming through.
Video killed the radio star. Reedsburg's maximum hits.
99.7 Max FM.
You don't know what today is.
Now, please, tell me.
Please, tell me.
It's National Nut Day.
I used to be able to name every nut that there was.
This is nuts.
Peanut.
This is nuts.
Hazelnut.
Wait, I'm nuts?
Cashew nut. Macadamia nut. Pine nut.
But I'm not nuts.
Pistachio nut.
Let's not go nuts.
You guys, you know what? You're nuts. You're all nuts.
Are we ready for the nuts?
Yeah, ready.
It's showtime.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily, 7:12 on Wednesday morning. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC. Make yours a happy home with Handy Harry. We're going to take a super quick look at our forecast. Chance of isolated showers to start our day. Mostly cloudy, a high of just 46. Winds 15 miles per hour, gusting up to 30. Make sure you grab that coat this morning. Tonight, widespread frost, gradually clearing with a low of 33. Thursday morning, mostly sunny, a high of just 51. Thursday night, we're looking at widespread frost in a low of 26 degrees. This means any vegetation that is sensitive to temperatures outdoors needs to be inside or it will not make it through the night Thursday night. Friday, widespread frost to start today. Sunny, a high of 56. Both Saturday and Sunday, temps near 60, partly sunny, currently 42 degrees outside the Weicker Gray Day building in the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak in downtown Baraboo. A couple of housekeeping items that we want to make everyone aware of this morning before we get into our morning show shenanigans. First, 2nd Avenue will be closed starting at 8 a.m. today until approximately 2 p.m. between Center Street and Summit Street for a water main repair. So again, 2nd Avenue closed between Center and Summit Street, 8 a.m. to at least 2 p.m. Please be aware that if you're traveling down 2nd Avenue, please slow down. I realize the road is open. Again, we've seen an increased amount of speed going down that road. There's going to be construction workers. The road's going to be closed. Make sure you slow down. Also, right around 7:30 a.m. this morning, Baraboo Police Chief Carloni will be live in studio. You heard the breaking news yesterday that a homicide suspect from Milwaukee was detained in Baraboo yesterday. And so Police Chief Carloni will be stopping in to talk with us about more of what happened with that situation right around 7:30 this morning. Emily, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Dave. I'm great. Try not to, you know, get blown away by this crazy wind out there, but I am doing great. How are you today?
Doing great. You know, it is definitely a crazy day, but hey, that's okay. It's all good. And so, yeah, be a little bit chilly today. And as Killian and I are looking outside the windows today, it's definitely windy out there. We see the lights moving around, very cloudy, still a little bit dark. So, yeah, definitely a cold day out there. Killian's actually watching all the board operation side of things today, because on Friday, he's filling in for you, and he's going to be maybe filling in for me as well. So no pressure, Killian, whatsoever.
No pressure. You're just running the entire morning show, but that's fine. You're up for the challenge. I know you are.
Yeah, no, he'll do good. And as a reminder, tomorrow morning is the Hope House Purple Thursday donation drive, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Max FM will be live on location, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. I will be out there helping get those donations in. Stop by, say hi. I'll be there until at least 9 a.m. Unfortunately, Killian has another commitment tomorrow, so he will not be there. But he's still bringing some toilet paper over for a donation because we know how much he liked buying toilet paper during homecoming.
Yes, that is a skill and a talent of his that we have learned. But that was long ago. He's grown up so much since then. Now he's in the, you know, he's in the lifestyle of buying toilet paper and donating it for a good cause. All, so that's a great thing.
All he's thinking is he's never messing with toilet paper again. That's what's going through Killian's head right now. So mission accomplished. All right, people on the internet are talking about things that were normal 20 to 30 years ago. Now this is going to be for Killian. He's going to go, wait a minute, what? But are considered luxury now, and somehow no one mentioned Pokemon cards. Now here are the top 10 highlights. This one I'm taking number one, owning the software you purchase. For better or worse, in theory, subscribing gives you access to updates and upgrades, but that does come at a cost. I mean, I remember when I first was able to buy software, I just bought the software and then get a new version and pay for an update every once in a while. Now they do subscriptions and they just keep on charging you money. So yeah, that was definitely a luxury at least 20 to 30 years ago, and we can't do that now.
Yeah, I don't really think about that. That's so interesting that you used to be able to outright buy the software and it was kind of yours, you know, or
right.
You're sharing it with other people. You weren't just kind of borrowing it, right? Like, that's really interesting. I have not thought about that. Number two on the list, though, is concert tickets. Technology has made a lot of things better and more accessible, but its effect on concert tickets is definitely not one of them. Now, what do you think they mean by that? Like, you know, I get nervous about getting concert tickets online. I still do.
Like, I
feel like, because like if you're getting airline, just having this conversation, if you're getting airline tickets, right? Somebody there at the airport knows that you bought the tickets. Like they can find it somewhere in their system. Whereas concert tickets, it's just somebody standing there taking tickets for thousands of people. They don't know that you bought them or not. There's no way they can check. So I feel like they could be like, yeah, I don't understand. Like you bought it from some third party. I don't recognize that at all. So they don't count.
Right.
I don't feel like I trust it.
I get it too. I mean, you have that piece of paper in hand. You feel that safety net of having that paper in hand versus a mobile device. You go, yeah, you could have scammed us. So yeah, again, we're talking about things that were around 30 years ago that are luxuries now compared to then. Good quality fabric and clothing and similarly household products that don't break within the first few years of use. I mean, that's a very accurate statement. Clothes don't hold up as long as they used to. Material goods do not hold up as long as they used to either. So that's, you know, I get it. What's number four on our list, Emily?
Well, and this is kind of in the same vein, right? New furniture made out of real wood. You might have to go back longer than 30 years for that. I mean, that's true. Like I can remember, you know, I'm a real estate agent, right? So we go into a lot of houses and see a lot of different stuff. And if the home is still furnished, you can kind of be like, oh, wow, that's a really nice, like real solid wood table or solid wood dresser. Like it's kind of an anomaly. So that's true.
Yep. Yes, very true. And so... And this is another one. Single income families buying a home. Yeah, buying a home is different, as you can attest to with your other job. I mean, it is so different now compared to 20 to 30 years ago. I remember looking at houses when Wendy and I moved to this area, and we're like, okay, we knew what our price range was, and there was a lot of different options out there in that price range. I know what we paid for our house then. We wouldn't even find anything close to that now.
Yeah, absolutely not. And honestly, I can't think of the last time I worked with a family that it was like a single family or single person income family to purchase a home. I mean, it's just not like we're not lenders. The lenders are the ones that are doing that kind of work with learning that about the folks that are trying to borrow to buy a house. But it is about send in all your information about all your income, which is not just one thing and one person. Absolutely not. That doesn't ride anymore. If you're just joining us here, we are talking about 10 things that were normal 30 years ago, but are a luxury now. So we've gotten through five of them. This one is big though. Number six, leg room on an airplane. Yeah. I didn't know that ever existed. Unless you're in the exit row. I don't think that ever existed, but this one, I do remember meals on domestic flights, although they were not good meals.
No.
They were food. And now you're like literally begging if you can get some like pretzels. But
yeah,
if they've got those like little snack pack things, if they've got those for purchase, then you're out of luck with the pretzels. You don't get anything for free if they've got a small amount of food to purchase, but you certainly do not have a meal. Come and do it. No. That's not happening.
And again, we're going to work through the rest of our list a little quicker here because we do have some things going on this morning. And we're talking about things that were around 30 years ago that are now considered a luxury. Affordable health care, and you may have to go back a little further than that. But yeah, health care is very expensive. Number eight, privacy, like being able to let loose and have a good time without the risk of it being recorded and popping up on social media or your coworkers finding out you get brought home in a squad car, for example. Yeah, and so, yeah.
Moving on. We're busting you out on the air right now, Dave.
Well, it might not be referring to killing. It could be somebody else, too. Just saying. And so someone did text and say the moral story was Killian not telling Dave what happened. Killian didn't tell me what happened. That's all I'm going to say. So, but
he would have. I think he's smarter than that. So unfortunately, people talk.
But the thing is, social media is out there. People talk, cameras everywhere. So there's no privacy. Number nine is calling a company and getting a person at the other end of the phone. Yeah, that's true. And then what's number 10 on our list of things that were a luxury 30 years ago?
Yeah. So ads on TV, in the newspaper, on the radio. Now there's ads everywhere, YouTube, streaming services, websites, social media, and on Amazon. But 90s, you would have gladly accepted the trade-off for the internet, right? I don't know. Let's leave that question out there, folks.
Yeah.
Would you trade the internet for not having the ads like forced at you in every single device in every way possible, every single moment of the day?
Yeah.
Maybe. Yes, I feel like I would. Some days I would.
Yeah. Text us and let us know. Would you rather have had the internet in 90s and accept all the trade-offs for ads and all that stuff? Text us and let us know. 608-355-9970. Emily, you're going to be back with us around 7:40-ish. I'm going to say ish because our time could be extended a little bit this morning with everything we've got going on. You and I can text back and forth in just a second to see how that's going to work out from a timing standpoint. We can always have Killian sub in for a few minutes for celebrity birthdays if that works for you.
Oh, yeah. Killian does a great job with that. Killian just does a great job overall. So I'm just going to say out there, text us in. Let us know how you think Killian's doing. Just kidding. No, but we know he's doing a great job. I mean, you can.
Killian's doing a great job.
Everyone else out there knows. I do have to say, I don't know, Killian, if you're listening, but you are doing a great job. That's from the bottom of my heart. It's hard to be on the radio and you're doing a fabulous job. We all appreciate you very much.
We definitely appreciate having Killian here. It's been such a blessing to have him here doing our sports and everything that he does here. So, no, he is doing a great job. We may poke fun at each other a little bit, but that's what we do here. And he does it to me, too. I mean, it goes both ways. We have a lot of fun with it. No, we're very appreciative of him being here. So, again, why don't we plan on having Killian fill in on celebrity birthdays? I know you got a few other commitments, and then we'll have you back around 8:10 if that works for you, Emily.
Fantabulous. You see how I just made two words into one exciting word? Fantabulous. Thank you, guys. And yeah, we'll talk with you guys in a few.
All right. Sounds good. We'll see you in a few. And yes, again, text in those birthdays and anniversaries. And in just a few minutes, Bear with Chief Carlone will be in and we're going to talk about the events of yesterday. And here is the other David. David Boy with Modern Love on Max FM. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC.
I know when to go out, I know when to stay in, get things done.
I catch a paper boy, but things don't really change. I'm standing in the wind, but I never wave bye-bye. But I try.
about it anymore. It's a shame I've got to live without you anymore. There's a fire in my heart, a pounding in my brain, it's driving me crazy. We don't need to talk about it anymore. Yesterday is just a memory. Can we close the door? I just made one mistake. I didn't know what to say when you called me.
And more 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Emily, Dave, and Killian. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC, makers a happy home with Handy Harry. As I'd mentioned a little bit earlier and in our news broadcast this morning, yesterday a suspect in a Milwaukee homicide was apprehended in the Baraboo area. And we had just had Police Chief Carloni in yesterday for our community conversation. As a reminder, you have an opportunity to meet him tonight over at the Relish Tree Bistro and Speakeasy right here in downtown Baraboo, hosted by Amber Giddings. Stop by, say hi, and if you have questions for him, that's an opportunity to meet and ask those questions. Now, we do have Police Chief Carloni back in studio this morning. Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, Dave. Thanks.
Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. As we had said, we planned on seeing you in about a month, but some events happened yesterday, and you and I had talked back and forth and decided that we would have a quick conversation this morning. As we had mentioned in our news this morning, that a suspect in a Milwaukee homicide was apprehended yesterday in Baraboo. And Chief Carloni, how does public communication with law enforcement lead to the outcome that we saw yesterday?
I think yesterday was a prime example of community engaging law enforcement, reaching out to us with information, and it ultimately ended up in a violent homicide suspect from Milwaukee being apprehended here in Baraboo. And so it just goes to show how important it is for people to be able to engage their police department and how we rely on the community to really help us in these types of situations. It just shows that it's a team effort, and this is a prime example of that.
Now, how did the Baraboo Police Department find out that this suspect was going to be in Baraboo yesterday?
So we had a citizen that had information and was able to meet with one of our officers, and I want to recognize some of the officers that were involved in this because, you know, understanding the process and getting the information delivered correctly is how this ended up being a safe apprehension. So Jonathan Conley, one of our more senior officers, was contacted by a citizen that this individual would be coming into the city to receive services, medical services. That then got passed along. We confirmed with Milwaukee. I have connections there, obviously, from working with Milwaukee for 25 years. Reached out to my resources there, which also shows that collaboration between law enforcement is critical when dealing with situations like this. And we were able to confirm that was a valid homicide suspect. And at that point, we then turned it over to Sergeant Matthew Gilbert, who is ERT, emergency response trained, very good tactical officer, and he sat down with Detective Oakenson and Detective Bottom, and they devised a plan on how they would apprehend this suspect safely, and ultimately carried out that mission later on in the day. And it turned out to be a really it was safe for the citizens. The suspect was apprehended without incident, and obviously this person is caught, and now vindication back in the city of Milwaukee can start to occur. The justice process can start to move forward for that victim down there.
Now, you'd mentioned that there was a lot of law enforcement communication and coordination as part of the event of yesterday, starting with the communication from a citizen to Officer Conley, and then ultimately you contacted Milwaukee PD to verify everything, and then that set into motion yesterday's events here in Baraboo. Now, what goes into an apprehension of this nature? Because obviously you had mentioned that the emergency response team was also involved in this apprehension, correct?
Correct. And I actually want to, I don't want to forget about them. Sauk County was an intricate part of this too. If we can't, we work with Sauk County Sheriff's Department all the time. That's where the ERT team is stationed out of. And so obviously there was a briefing. There was a lot of pre-planning done. Obviously you got to think 10 steps ahead of the game to see this could happen. What if this happens? What if that happens? And so you really have to have a contingency plan and even, another backup plan to make sure that you can carry out this mission. So there was a lot of planning that went into it because ultimately our goal is to keep the citizens safe and to make sure no officers get injured and ultimately apprehend the suspect without incident. So this went off really well. And once again, I want to thank Sauk County Sheriff Meister for his team being involved in this as well.
And so in the emergency response team is made up of the Sauk County Sheriff's Department and other law enforcement agencies as well. And that's why it's nice to have a collaboration within the area and have that communication. Now, ultimately, where was this suspect arrested?
He was arrested at the edge of town. I would rather not divulge that because obviously this is an open case.
Yep,
so that
understood.
Information I think is relevant, but not relevant, I should say, to what we're talking about today. But nevertheless, he did was able to enter the city, but we did have a plan in place that ultimately prevented him from going any further into the city.
And so then he was in the ultimate goal was to obviously for the suspect safety to be apprehended, obviously officer safety and the safety of the general public, because this person is coming into this area.
Correct.
And so, and again, if people have a tip, they should best way to do is to contact the sheriff's department or the police department when they have a tip, because knowing this information made it a lot easier for what happened yesterday to occur. Again, we'll go back to the citizen input yesterday, because without that citizen input, most likely no one would have known this person was coming into the area.
Definitely. I want to thank that citizen. That what he did is what we would, you know, we hope every citizen would do, but he really took it upon himself to reach out to law enforcement and really help us with this situation. So it is super important that we get help from the citizens when dealing with situations like this or when dealing with any problem that affects the community.
And so, again,
want to thank him. Like I said, I thank them very much for this.
Yeah, and that is so fantastic. So, again, if you do know something, it's, again, if you see something, say something. If you hear something, say something. That's why it's so important. I know that this happens in other areas of the state of Wisconsin. Another area that I live in had an event recently, and they were contacted by a citizen and able to prevent a much larger issue because that citizen did contact law enforcement, thankfully. And so, again, thank you to that citizen as well. And thank you to the Bear Police Department, Sauk County Sheriff's Department, the Emergency Response Team, and all the agencies involved with keeping not only themselves safe, but the community safe as well. And so we appreciate that. We appreciate you stopping in to talk about this as well, because I know people have lots of questions with this. You know, when it came out yesterday, people were wondering, well, what happened? How did this happen? And now I think we've answered those questions. Is there anything else you'd like to add today, Chief?
No, once again, I just want to thank those officers, the detectives involved, the sheriff's department, and this was a good collaboration. It goes to show how we work together, and it goes to show that we're in Sauk County, how we unify here because we are smaller agencies and that we depend on each other, and that's an important thing going forward to come together and assist each other. So I just wanted to recognize those individuals and those agencies.
Yeah, most certainly. And we thank you for coming in today and talking about it so our citizens could hear about it. Again, crime and safety meeting tonight. If the citizens would like to come and meet you, talk to you, ask questions, Relish Trey Bistro and Speakeasy in downtown Baraboo, hosted by Amber Giddings. They can stop by at 6:30. They can bring concerns to you, talk with you, anything that they have on their mind, correct?
Correct. And we'll go over some crime numbers. We'll highlight the business. We'll just have that open conversation about anything that citizens may have concerns about.
All right. Again, 6:30 p.m. tonight at the Relish Trey, the crime and safety meeting. Police Chief Carloni, thank you so much for being here. And thank you to all of your officers as well and the Sheriff's Department and to the citizen.
Thank you, Dave, for having us.
You are most certainly welcome. This is Dave Grant with 99.7 Max FM. Coming up, a look at sports and weather on Max FM. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC, makers of happy home with Handy Harry.
Morning. Welcome to the Gap Brothers Real Estate and Auction Report. This week on Tuesday, we have a antique and collectible auction ending at 9 a.m. There's a preview today at the property in Sauk City from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. An excellent auction with a lot of very hard-to-find antique and primitive items. The catalog is open and posted for bidding on our website at gavinbros.com. On Thursday, we have another antique and household auction, also ending at 9 a.m. There's a preview on Wednesday from 11 to 1 at the property in Kendall. That catalog can also be found on our website at gavinbros.com. On Friday, we have the Hag Family Dairy Milking Robots Auction. This auction features milking equipment, including bulk tank, robots, as well as other milking-related industry items. That catalog is open and posted for bidding on our website at gavinbros.com. Remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa and Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. We make hydraulic hoses from a quarter to 2 inches on the spot. We also custom bend hydraulic steel lines up to an inch and a quarter and 20 feet long, ready for you in 1 to 2 days. For heavy equipment operators, industrial and farm, and the do-it-yourselfer, we'll get you the parts you need and back on the job. Shop Napa in Baraboo and Portage for hydraulic hoses and steel lines.
Get the good stuff!
This is Killian with your Max FM Sports Report. Yesterday, Baraboo defeated Onalaska 4-2 in the first round of the WIAA Boys Soccer Playoffs. Their next game will be on Saturday against a team that is still to be determined. Tomorrow, we will discuss what the high school football playoffs are looking like and dive into some of the matchups. This was Killian with your Max FM Sports Report.
The Packers prepare for Pittsburgh. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, it's the Packers and the Steelers this week on Sunday Night Football. But head coach Matt LaFleur reminding us they're playing the Steelers, not Aaron Rodgers.
We're playing the Pittsburgh Steelers, who happen to have Aaron Rodgers. I mean, it's as simple as that. That is for you guys to talk about. We've got a lot of respect and love for Aaron. I mean, what he's done here is a Hall of Famer. This game is not about that. It's about going to Pittsburgh, Sunday Night Football. Our guys will be jacked up. It's about the Green Bay Packers versus the Pittsburgh Steelers.
NBA, it's the Bucks against the Wizards tonight in Milwaukee and the debut of Miles Turner and what role he'll play on the Bucks this season.
As a center, you know, as an anchor in the back part of the defense, it's like, what you're supposed to do? The feedback has been phenomenal. It's like, you know, you're right. I don't even realize when I'm doing it. They're saying, yo, we need more of that. You know, it's not something we've had, you know, consistently in the past. Like, we need a voice. We need someone to always, like, step up and speak. So I'm just taking it on.
That's the Bucks' Miles Turner with Sports on Mike Clemens.
City weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Just an isolated light shower possible today. Otherwise, cloudy, breezy, and chilly with high temperatures right around 50. For tonight, a fairly cold night for this time of year. Gradually decreasing clouds, low temperatures in the mid-30s. The bathroom you always wanted. Interest and payment free for 18 months. Call Bath Planet at 800-329-4115. Currently, it's 44.
Connected to our community like no one else. We are your hometown station. 99.7 Max FM.
maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Emily, Killian, and Dave coming up after the Bare Naked Ladies' birthdays and anniversaries on Max FM.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me, saying get back together, come back and see me. 3 days since the living room, I realized it's all my fault, but couldn't tell you. Yesterday you'd forgiven me, but it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry.
Hold it, now I want to hoodwink. Does it make you stop, think? You'll think you're looking at Aquaman. I summon fish to the dish, although I like the chalet Swiss. I like the sushi, cause it's never touch a frying pan. Hot like wasabi when I bust rhymes. Big like Leanne rhymes, because I'm all about value. Bert Kampfer's got the mad hits. You try to match wits, you try to hold me but I bust through. Can I make a break and take a pick? I like a sink and ache and shake. I like vanilla, it's the finest of the flavors. Gotta see the show, cause then you'll know the vertigo is gonna go. Cause it's so dangerous, you'll have to sign a waiver. Can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile, though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. Can't understand what I mean, well you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of taking off my shirt. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Threw your arms in the air and said you're crazy. 5 days since you tackled me. I still got the red burns on both my knees. It's been 3 days since the afternoon. You realize it's not my fault, but I'm only too soon. Yesterday you'd forgiven me. And now I'll sit back and wait till you say you're sorry. The Chinese chicken. You have a drumstick and your brain stops sticking. Watching X-Files with no lights on, with dollar maisons. I hope the Smoky Man's in this one. Like Harrison Ford, I'm getting frantic. Like Sting, I'm tantric. Like Snickers, guaranteed to satisfy. Like Kurosawa, I make mad films. K, I don't make films, but if I did, they'd have a samurai. Gonna get a set of better clubs, gonna find the kind with tiny nubs, just so my irons aren't always flying off the backswing. Gonna get into my Sailor Moon, cause the cartoonist got the boom anime babes that make me think the wrong thing. How can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile, though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. Can't understand what I mean, you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of losing my shirt. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Dropped your arms to the sides and said I'm sorry. 5 days since I laughed at you and said you just did just what I thought you were gonna do. 3 days since the living room, we realized we're both to blame, but what could we do? Yesterday, you just smiled at me. Cause it'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. It'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. It'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. Put my stadium home of the Robbie.
See you later, Chief. Thank you. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Killian, Dave. Emily will be back with us at 8:10. We are going to celebrate our celebrity birthdays real quickly and our local birthdays. Again, the breaking news that Baraboo did have a homicide suspect from Milwaukee that was apprehended at the edge of Baraboo successfully due to multiple agency cooperation. The full story is on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page or our website, max.fm. Killian, we're going to move quickly through the celebrity birthdays and then we're going to get to the local birthdays. And Killian, I'm going to let you take the first couple here.
Sure. So we got Roddy Ricch is 27 today. 21 Savage is 33.
Who's 21 Savage?
A very, very popular rapper.
Okay. See, I didn't know. I knew you knew this, and that's why I had you take that one. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he's quite popular.
Okay. See, that's why I have you do the younger ones. Jonathan Lipinski is 35. Corey Hawkins, 37. He's Dr. Dre and straight out of Compton. And he was Eric Carter in 24 Legacy. Zach Hanson is 40. The youngest of the Hanson brothers, you know. Mm-bop. And who else do you see on the list here, Killian?
Michael Fishman is 44. Oh, man. Roseanne's son, yeah. DJ, on the Corners. Jesse Tyler Ferguson is 50. He played Mitchell on Modern Family.
We have Shelby Lynn, 57. Shaggy, musician, 57. Carlos Menesha, 58. Brian Botano, 62. Olympic figure skater. And there was also some South Park stuff related there, but we'll leave that one alone. And who else do you see on the list here?
Jeff Goldblum is 73. Christopher Lloyd is 87. Doc Brown in Back to the Future.
Yes, Back to the Future. So it was Back to the Future Day yesterday. So ironically, Doc Brown, and we know him as Christopher Lloyd, is 87 years old. I'm always going to know him as Doc Brown. That's how I know him, and that's what I'm going to go with. Now, we have some local birthdays we want to get to, and these are a bunch of them that came in. Happy birthday to Cheryl Robinson from Linda. Tim would like to wish Justice, a.k.a. Buddha, a.k.a. the guy, a happy big 13th birthday from the gang. And happy birthday to Elena from her dad, Michael. She's an avid Max FM listener. She stops by and says hi whenever we're out and about. So happy birthday to her. Killian, you know, it's kind of cool to celebrate all those local birthdays, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah.
And Killian's helping fill in a little bit this morning. You'll be filling in on the morning show on Friday. You're my co-host on Friday for the first time. And so we're working with Killian, learning all sorts of things today. We are going to get you back into the music in just moments. We had a little bit of a modified schedule, but yeah, we will get you back into the music after a look at a few of our sponsors this morning. And the morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC. See makers a happy home with Handy Harry.
Big deals.
Today's big deal of the day, Baraboo Tours. To celebrate Halloween this year, why not check out some haunted behind-the-scenes stories of the businesses and buildings around the square in Baraboo from a knowledgeable and entertaining tour guide. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com right now. Purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $5 today only at MaxFM Big Deals.
Hey folks, Craig here at the Baraboo Fresh Market, and we're kicking off fall with our anniversary savings event. Stock up for the season. USDA inspected baby back pork ribs, $3.49 a pound, and Crystal Farms shredded cheese, 2 for $5. Don't miss our Friday celebration, door prizes, kids cookie decorating, and free car washes with every $100 you spend. It's all happening this week at the Baraboo Fresh Market, 935 8th Street in Baraboo, your friendly hometown store with unbeatable fall savings.
At U.S. Cellular, you can get 4 free phones of your choice and 4 lines for just $90 with no trade-in.
I'll send a phone to each of my 4 daughters to see who calls me first. I can only pay for one of their weddings.
4 lines for $90 a month and 4 of the latest phones for free. And we'll pay off your current contract when you switch. U.S. Cellular, now part of T-Mobile.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. That's right. We'll pay off your current contract, so switching has never been easier. Let our helpful staff assist you at U.S. Cellular, now part of T-Mobile, in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
Brightstar Home Care delivers high-quality care, ranging from companion care to skilled nursing services, so that all their clients can experience dignity and an improved quality of life when they need it most. Clients choose Brightstar Home Care of Baraboo because every decision they make and every action they take is for the benefit of those who've been entrusted to their care. You can request a complimentary in-home assessment at brightstarcare.com or call 608-355-5015.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
99.7 Max FM.
like this.
Is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reeds.